Dobroveczer. Tena koutou katoa. Good evening and welcome to the Dalmatian Radio Program with Nick Bartulovic. Our Dalmatian Radio Program is brought to you on Planet 104.6 FM every Tuesday night from 7.20 until 7.50. You can also log on to Planet FM's website, planetaudio.org.nz/Dalmatian Radio, where you can listen to our radio program anytime and anywhere in the world, and also download it.
Da volim pivo, već se dobro zna da volim tebe. Ak se mene pita, nek je zdravlja, za ostalo živo mi si. Od Hrvatske pa do Češke, ako treba čak i pješke, bit će fešta, nema greške. Od Hrvatske pa do Češke, od Hrvatske pa do Češke, ako treba čak i pješke, Hrvatske pa do Češke. Od Varaždina pa sve do Praga, vozimo se ja i moja draga, dok je gledam pije pivo češko, a ni meni ne bi sjelo teško. Hrvatske pa do Češke, ako treba čak i pješke, bit će fešta, nema greške. Od Hrvatske pa do Češke, od Hrvatske pa do Češke, ako treba čak i pješke, bit će fešta, nema greške. Od Hrvatske pa do Češke. Od Hrvatske pa do Češke, ako treba čak i pješke, biće fešta, nema greške. Od Hrvatske pa do Češke, od Hrvatske pa do Češke, ako treba čak i pješke, biće fešta, nema greške. Od Hrvatske pa do Češke, biće fešta, nema greške. Hrvatske pa do Češke, biće fešte, biće fešte. Od Hrvatske pa do Češke.
In the studio with me today, I have the president of the Dalmatian Cultural Society, Jelena Nola. Welcome, Jelena, and thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Jelena has been involved in all areas of our club for many years and has made an enormous contribution to its success. If I can start by asking you, during your 3 years as president, what has been your best memory?
That was a tricky one. There's lots of really good memories, but I'm going to have to say it was the ball that we had to host our 40 years of being at New North Road. I remember dancing at K-Road at the premises that we had there, and then we brought the building on New North Road and we moved there, and I still remember to that day getting dressed up in my costume with my family, and off we went. So 40 years, it's more than 40 years now, but the ball to celebrate that was one of my best memories.
What has been the biggest challenge?
And now I know what people are going to think I'm going to say, but I'm going to be quite diplomatic with my answer here. The biggest challenge, I think, has been balancing tradition with modernisation. We want to preserve our rich heritage, but we also want to keep things relevant and engaging for the younger generations. So adapting to changing expectations while staying true to our values is an ongoing journey.
What qualities are needed to be the president of the Dalmatian Cultural Society?
Thought about this. Now, I think a good president needs patience, diplomacy, patience, strong leadership, patience. and a deep love for our culture. So you must be able to listen, unite diverse opinions, and work collaboratively with a wide range of members, all while keeping our vision and traditions alive.
One of the specific features of the Dalmatian Cultural Society, its values, its goals.
Okay, I think that our society is built on community, heritage, unity, cultural preservation and inclusivity. So basically we aim to honour our Dalmatian roots while also welcoming and celebrating all generations and cultural backgrounds, especially from the countries that once made up Yugoslavia. We do this through language and music and dance and food. So as well as our club teaching folklore and serving up delicious meals, we also have an amazing archive and museum in our building, which tracks back to the Austrian-Hungary Empire times where some of our first immigrants came from.
How would you describe the Dalmatian community in New Zealand?
I would say that we're a resilient, proud and hardworking community. So that's first-generation immigrants or the Kiwi-born ones, but we've maintained really strong family ties and a good cultural pride, and we've got a generous community spirit. And I think that we support one another and definitely celebrate our roots.
Are there particular qualities that are especially developed among Dalmatians and appreciated in New Zealand?
Yes, I think if we go back to thinking how a lot of them came over, like that boat to New Zealand was a long journey. And during that time, they forged bonds that would carry over on how they conducted themselves in New Zealand. So they worked hard and they worked together. So I would say work ethic, loyalty, hospitality and resilience. However, probably the most popular contribution that we have made was to teach Kiwis how to make wine and also how to run a fish shop.
What does New Zealand offer to the members of the Dalmatian Cultural Society?
I think that New Zealand offers us freedom, safety and opportunity. So it's a place where we can thrive, while also holding on to our roots. So it's a country that embraces multiculturalism, which allows us to celebrate our heritage openly and proudly.
Many members were born in New Zealand but remain very attached to their culture of origin and pass it down to future generations. How do you explain the strength of these cultures from the various regions of former Yugoslavia that continue to grow and flourish far from their homelands?
This one, I think, it's because our culture is deeply rooted in family and identity. So I was born here, as were my parents, but we were raised Delhi. You know, we grew up in Oratia with millions of cousins, and we came to the club weekly and where we met other Delhi kids. So traditions and family folklore and food have become a way to connect with our ancestors, and they give us a sense of belonging.
In your opinion, why do we feel the need to pass on our culture to our children?
Yeah, that stems a bit to what I was saying before. So it gives us the culture gives us a sense of who we are and where we come from. So it builds confidence and pride and a connection to something larger than ourselves. So sharing it with our children ensures that these stories and values and traditions live on. My daughter started dancing the collar when she was five, and I've made lifelong friends from the collar, right from the junior and days. So I've still got them today. So it's fantastic.
The Dalmatian Cultural Society, a multicultural club, is a very large and active organisation with members of all ages over the years dedicating their time and energy to its success. For these members and for yourself, what do you think motivates people to devote so much time to their club?
This is very important. Like, our club literally would not survive without all the volunteers that we have. And it's absolutely amazing the amount of people, all different ages, all different generations, who give up their time to make our club a success. You know, we've got kids all the way up to 80-year-olds who will help out and work. So I think it's all about belonging and giving back. The society has become like a second home for many, you know, especially those ones that came out on the boats. They made friends, they forged friendships, and they've basically built the club so they could stay together. And now we have that opportunity to keep it going, in which we are. Like, you can turn up to the club on a Friday night for members' night by yourself and walk in there, and you'll find people to have dinner with, have a drink with, have a chat with. It's like a big extended family. So people feel connected to our community, and they want to ensure that the future generations experience the same pride and joy and cultural richness that we had growing up. And we offer so many opportunities as well. So, you know, we've got sports and we've got scholarships, and you're welcome no matter where you're from. You know, we have many people from mixed marriages there. We've got a lot of Kiwis who love coming as well, and who are also willing to help out and volunteer their time.
Well, thank you, Jelena, for joining us today and being part of the program. Here is a brief history about Jelena Nola and her family. Jelena is a second-generation born Kiwi. Her grandparents immigrated to New Zealand and first meet each other at the Yugoslav Cub, which was then located in Hobson Street in the city, and eventually got married, as did many of our club members and still do to this day. Jelena has been involved in our club since the age of 7, and we are most fortunate to still have her today as our president. She first danced the junior collar group, then the intermediate, and finally the senior collar group, and then became the youth committee secretary, and was also a host on our earlier Dalmatian youth radio program in the 1990s. She brought her daughter to the club at age 5 to start dancing the collar as she once did, which is when Jelena was persuaded to join the management committee by Julia Matic. She then became entertainment manager, vice president, and finally our current president. Quite an impressive achievement. I would now like to finish with some brief information about the Dalmatian Cultural Society here in Auckland, New Zealand. Our Dalmatian Cultural Society is unique, as in we are a multicultural society with members originating from various regions of the former Yugoslavia, being Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia and Slovenia. Our club's uniqueness and strength comes from having members from those regions, now recognised countries, which in itself gives our club a deeper and more colourful cultural diversity and purpose. We are one of the biggest and oldest cultural clubs in New Zealand, celebrating our 95th anniversary this year. The primary purpose of the society is to celebrate and preserve the culture and heritage of all the regions of former Yugoslavia, as well as acknowledging and paying tribute to our pioneers who founded our club 95 years ago for the sole purpose of keeping our people from all the regions of former Yugoslavia united by creating a second home for them to meet and socialise in.
Родный дом,
You are tuned into Dalmatian Radio, where I inform you on upcoming events from the Dalmatian Cultural Society in Auckland, New Zealand, and play the latest and greatest music from Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia, and Slovenia. For more information about our New Zealand Multicultural Society, log on to our website, dalmatian.org.nz. Financial members regarding our second special general members meeting, which is to be held on Saturday the 14th of June in our ballroom starting at 4 p.m. This meeting is to determine what our future constitution is going to include, so it is imperative that all financial members take the time to attend this extremely important meeting to ensure that your club continues as our pioneers intended it to do 95 years ago when they first founded it. Your support and vote is crucial to the well-being and future of our society. Also, we need to pass two motions that will allow our society to re-register as an incorporated society. That's Saturday, the 14th of June, in our ballroom, starting at 4 p.m.
Ah.
our senior members concert will be on Sunday the 15th of June in our ballroom starting at 2 p.m. Bring your bubba, didda and the whole family for a most enjoyable afternoon of music, song and dancing, finishing off with afternoon tea. Take anything in life for granted. Our society is a good example. If it wasn't for our loyal members' ongoing support, especially at functions, members' meetings and annual general meetings, it could be easy for our society to lose its identity and not thrive. been listening to Dalmatian Radio with Nick. Thank you for your company. Until next Tuesday night at 7:20, Lako Norch, Palmarie, good night.
Your language.